Blog Talk Radio.
And this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. We're sitting here with Pastor Mom. She's looking good. She's feeling good. And so am I. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, open us up in a word of prayer.
Yes.
Say good morning, everybody, first.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to see you this morning.
Amen.
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 Help me.
You want to say something else? It'll come to you. So let's say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. So let's go to our prayer this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture for this morning. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. We're reading that together. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Let's read together, and then you know we're going to go on to our Psalm 34. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read, and we're going to pray in a little bit. We want to stop and pray over Israel. So, you know, all that that's going on over there, the war that has been started and everything. So we want to make sure that we pray for that. And as far as I know, there's two major wars going on right now. There's probably others. But we want to stop and pray for that. If you would like to pray to be one that will pray for that, you can press your number one key. When we finish doing our pearls to ponder, we're going to stop for a moment and pray. Okay? So it's not going to be a moment of silence. It's going to be a moment of throwdown. We need to throw down. We need to throw down, speak the word of God, and pray. Amen? So if you'd like to do that, press your number one key. We'll open a line for you. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. I see you. Anyone else? Press your number one key. You can pray for Israel in just a few moments. Okay, Psalm 95. Let's read it together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with songs. For the Lord is a great God, hallelujah, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Hallelujah. I can just see in the spirit that some of y'all know that scripture from memory now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The righteous shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen, amen. So most of you know that the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And we do that in what we call the pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. And the pearl, he is the pearl. His word is the pearl of great price. Hallelujah. And we ponder on it. We think about his word, his character, his nature. Hallelujah, his name. We ponder on it. We roll it around in our heads. We think about it. Hallelujah. Then when we do that, he reveals more and more of himself. So this pearl, the pearls to ponder, is so that we can become and be even more partakers of the divine nature of God, that his character, his nature become our own. Hallelujah. He's doing a good work in us, and he's faithful to complete it. Well, every month he's giving us a new part of his name, his character, his nature. And this month, in October 2023, we are pondering on his long-suffering. Amen. Because God is a long-suffering God. Hallelujah. And what long-suffering, we talked about this last week, what long-suffering is, it really talks about his patience. Hallelujah, his forbearance, even when we repeatedly do wrong, even when we repeatedly sin, He's long-suffering. He loves us. That's his love. That's his mercy in action. His long-suffering. Hallelujah. And we may have had even accusations against him. We may have sinned against the Lord, troubled at certain things, and he still has been patient with us. He still waited for us. Even, you know, being saved. I think about myself. I was saved when I received Jesus when I was 16. But it wasn't until 20 years later that I really started walking in the things of God. I was 36 years old when I really, really laid hold to God and began to walk with him on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. And so he's long-suffering. He waits for us. Amen. He knows we're going to do better after a while. Hallelujah. And somebody said, we're somewhere in the future, and we look much better than we look right now. Hallelujah. So he knows that we are somewhere in the future, and we look much better than we do right now. And he waits on us. He loves on us. He has mercy on us. He's long-suffering with us. Long-suffering is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit of the true and living God is. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen. So these are his character. This is his character, his nature, and he wants the fruit of his Spirit to be alive in us. Hallelujah. Amen. All of that, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithful, gentleness, and self-control. Those are all of the things that he is to us. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we found a little song, Glory to God, of God. Hallelujah. And the man who's singing it, Doug Williams, it sounds like this is part of his testimony, where he's saying, God, you know what? You waited for me. You were patient in me, you know, to wait on me after all the stuff that I've done. And he's just thanking the Lord for it. Amen. His name is Doug Williams. Praise God.
Yeah. Listen. Lord, you waited on me to make up my mind, to make a change in my life and leave my past behind. So I may have stumbled, not once did you cast me away. Your love never ceased, and my sins you forgave. You forgave.
You have.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that that's his testimony. Hey, and some of my testimony is in there too. Hallelujah. And I just say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you, Lord God. You could have just turned away from us, but you didn't. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just love the scripture that says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for his pearls to ponder today. He is the long-suffering God. Amen. Stop and Selah on that. Hallelujah. Ponder on it. Let it roll around in your mind and just begin to praise God all over again when you remember how long-suffering he has been with you. Amen. How long-suffering he's been with me. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So we're going to stop here and pray. Pastor Price, press her number one key. If there's anyone else who would like to pray over Israel today, they have, from what I read this morning, Israel has officially declared that it is in a state of war. Hallelujah. Not a hallelujah, but we still praise God, even in the midst of this. And we know that God is in the midst. Hallelujah. Every situation, every circumstance. Glory to God. Pastor Price, opening up your line now. Pastor Price? You have your mute on, Pastor Price? Not hearing you, Pastor Price. Well, with the line here. Let me check my...
Okay, I'm sorry. Check. I'm sorry, Pastor Papa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I was just trying to get my acclimated because I was out and about.
Okay, well, get acclimated. I'll be right back with you. I'm going to pray first.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, thank you so much.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. We honor you. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord God. We know that you know all, you see all, you're in all, and you don't miss anything. And this war in Israel is not a surprise to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you know what the outcome of this war is, Father, in the name of Jesus. We've seen you move on Israel's behalf, your chosen people. We've seen you move on their behalf in the past. Hallelujah. And we know that you are moving right now by your Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're not looking. We know that that there have been about 1,000 casualties already. Still look to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We look to you, Father God, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. And we thank you, Lord God, now, right now, for a swift end to this war in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for a swift, quick end to this war. Amen. And in your word, you said that you wanted us to pray for the peace of Israel. Hallelujah. And so we thank you right now, Lord Father God. Blessed be your name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace in their wall. I'm going to say this, and you declare it along with me. Hallelujah. I'm going to go back again. Amen. So repeat after me. So one will put 1,000 in flight. Two will put 10,000. Three will put 100,000. Four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And there's more than four of us. Hallelujah. So just repeat this prayer after me.
We pray
for the peace. Of Jerusalem. Peace in their wall.
Peace in their wall.
Peace in their gate.
Peace in the gate.
Peace among the people.
Peace among the people.
Peace in the politics.
The politics.
Peace with the Palestinians. Peace with the Muslims. And peace with the Jews. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, I'm going to try you again. Hallelujah. See if you're in a good place there. Okay.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm in total agreement with you. And God bless you all and love you. You covered it. God bless you and love you, sis. Going back on mute.
Amen. Oh, I covered it? Praise God. Well, we covered it together then. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we look for God. Even right now, we look to him to do exceeding abundantly above all we could ask, think, or even imagine. Hallelujah. And we know that Romans 8:28 is in full effect, even during this war, that Romans 8:28 is in full effect in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, that God is working all things together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose and his plan. Hallelujah. And I know a lot was said on Praying in Tongues Tuesday. This past Tuesday, the Lord mentioned in an interpretation, he said that there was going to be an attack. He said it. Amen. On Tuesday, he said there's going to be you know, we hear what God tells us on Praying in Tongues Tuesday, and we know that he's sharing some secrets with us. He's sharing some things with us that we wouldn't have known otherwise. You know, like in the Bible with Gideon, the Lord was telling Gideon what was going on. And let him know what was going on before other people knew, because God was just showing him what was going on. And now there's other confirmations from last Tuesday, and that was October the 3rd. So if you like to go back to Praying in Tongues Tuesday and check that out in our podcast. But I just want to read this excerpt from it. One of the scriptures was 2 Samuel 5:24-25. And it says, when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the balsam trees, act decisively. For then the Lord will have gone out ahead of you to strike down the army of the Philistines. So David did exactly as the Lord commanded him, and he struck down the Philistines all the way from Geba to Gezer. And so even as I read that, we pray for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, that he will hear the sound of the marching in the tops of the balsam trees. He will hear what God is saying to him so that he knows exactly what to do. Amen. And then here's the rest of the word from
the rest of the word. Oh, my God. Am I on mute? Okay. Pastor Price is saying I'm on mute. Can people hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Could you hear what I was saying? You heard what I was saying before?
Yes, I even heard the prayer of Israel.
Okay.
I was declaring with the queen with y'all.
Amen. You heard the scripture.
Second Samuel. We were talking about Second Samuel.
Okay. Got you. Okay, good. Well, you heard me. I don't know what happened with Pastor Price. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to continue on. If anyone else is not hearing me, text me and let me know. Praise God. Otherwise, we will continue on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Father God. Amen. So I just read 2 Samuel 5, 24 and 25. And we were just praying that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would hear from the Lord and do what the Lord is telling him to do exactly. As David did, the word says, so David did exactly as the Lord commanded him. And he struck down the Philistines all the way from Geba to Gezer. And so we're praying that over Benjamin Netanyahu as well. And then this was some more of the interpretation, the word we got on this past Tuesday, October the 3rd. And it says, there shall be an attack against this country, but know with a blessed assurance that it will not prevail. And as I was getting the interpretation, person who was speaking in tongues would punctuate it with different words. So it was, Lord. Oh, okay. Amen. Pastor Price was letting me know that she couldn't hear me because she was knocked off the line. Okay. So I'm back to the interpretation. Hallelujah. I'll just read it. There shall be an attack against this country, but know with a blessed assurance that it will not prevail. Speak, Lord. No matter what you see or hear, yes, Lord, follow me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, glory. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. No weapon formed shall prosper. Yes, Lord. You are so good, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen. So all of those responses was that person praying in tongues, and then they would come out of tongues and say those words. Speak, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So he let us know. He confirmed as we were going that we were actually hearing from him. Amen. And then he gave us a hymn, an old hymn, and the name of the hymn is God Will Take Care of You, written by Sevilla Martin back in 1904. And it says, I'll just read a little bit of it. Be not dismayed, whatever betides, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. Or all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Amen. A few other words are, through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. Hallelujah. We declare and decree that over Israel in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that even over the United States. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. because the Lord was saying, just, you know, continue to keep us in prayer, because by his spirit, what I'm perceiving is that other countries are trying to get the United States to jump in so that they can have full reign, and the blood of Jesus is over this, so that they can have full reign to try and attack the United States as well. So we plead the blood of Jesus over this, and we thank God that he is God over everything. He sees all. He knows all. He's in all. Hallelujah. So, you know, continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the peace of Israel, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God knows. He sees it all. He knows what is going on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to say some declarations even over ourselves. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been declaring. Thank you, Lord. We're going to say a declaration, and we're going to go into some praise and worship. The Lord was showing me some things about praise and worship, how important it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that Pastor Price has been teaching us, you know, last month with the event, with the boot camp that she did, spiritual warfare boot camp, and one of the weapons of our warfare is worship. It's praise and worship. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say some more about that later, because we saw that in action just last night. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's declare some things even over us right now. We've declared it over Israel. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. So we declared and we decreed over Israel. Hallelujah. We're going to see something has been established. The word has been established. We're going to see light shine upon it in Jesus' name. And I'll say by the Spirit of God, not many days hence. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu said that this, it looked like it was going to be a long war. Well, we declare and decree it won't be a long war in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And then even that other war will end with Russia in Jesus' name. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that your word stands forever. It doesn't wither. It doesn't fade in and out. It stands forever. Amen. Let's declare some things over us as well. Repeat after me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. This is the heritage of the Lord. Whatever I do will prosper. I am like a tree that's planted by the stream of water. Hallelujah. Let's do another one. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Therefore, forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, virus, allergy, allergic reaction, and again, every virus to my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Amen. Amen. We may come back and declare a few things later on, but right now let's go into some praise and worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord.
that you're working. Even when I can't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Hallelujah. He is our way maker, miracle worker, light in the darkness. That is who he is. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He's making ways right now for you and for me. Hallelujah. He's making ways right now, even for Israel. In the name of Jesus, he's making ways right now. Even for the Ukraine, he's making ways where there seems to be no way. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. And some more pearls to ponder. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's pray over our finances. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I've been seeing there's been some mega lotteries out there where I think in some places it's gone up to $1 billion or something like that. It's like, oh, my goodness. But you know what? God's got to be in the midst, even with that. Hallelujah. We're not saying go out and do the lottery, but I heard a preacher say once, well, I'm not going to encourage you to go and play the lottery, but if you do win, you need to tithe to the church. Amen. Well, the point I'm going to, though, is that we need to pray over our finances. Because it's an interesting thing. If money does, a bunch of money does come into our hands, we still have to pray over it. Because with money comes a lot of responsibility. And things change, even when a lot of money comes into our hands. So we still need to pray over our finances, no matter where we are, whether we're abounding or abasing. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me over our finances. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose.
May I be a good of all that you give me.
Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you.
Belong to
and to be grateful for it. May I always be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Let the money that you have ordained for me to flow to me right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, multiply it. So what I have and what I make will go a long way. I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, as I sow my blessing seed, I name it and remember that it's harvest time. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. It is harvest time, y'all. It's harvest time. So you sown some seed, you got some seed in the ground, you can expect the harvest to come up. Hallelujah. And it won't be a regular harvest. It'll be harvest after harvest after harvest. Hallelujah. We thank God for that, even right now. Amen. And, you know, I'm going back to the lottery example. $1 billion seems like a lot of money, but what we really need is God's unlimited resources. Hallelujah. His unlimited resources. And that includes money, that includes favor, that includes help, that includes help for whatever we need help for. Hallelujah. It includes all of that. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Thank you, Lord, for your unlimited resources. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Now, there's several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We have a Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. And then we have a Zelle. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. If you're in the Heritage House, you can give at the door. We're at 2E. Amen. And if you'd like to mail it in, you can do that too. Make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 6800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen and amen. Let's pray over our giving today. Hallelujah. As you're writing your check, it's out right now, or you're going on your Zelle, or you're going on your Cash App, we want to pray over that even now. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the tithers. Hallelujah. Those who are giving that 10%. Malachi chapter 3 says that you said, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you pour out the, open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings upon us that would be too much for us to receive. Now, you know what? I don't know why I keep going back to this lottery. But that's better than the lottery. The windows of heaven, come on, somebody. Amen. The windows of heaven being open, and all the Lord is saying is 10% of whatever you give in, get in to your pocket, give it to him. Just 10%. You get the 90%, and then he gets to use the 90% in ways that you cannot even imagine. Hallelujah. And then he said, you know what? In Malachi chapter 3, he said, I rebuke the devourer for your sake. And what that means is that our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen. It won't be devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. It will be multiplied. That's what happens when we step out by faith and give the tithe. Hallelujah. And if you think you don't have enough, I can't pay this, I can't pay that, I can't do the 10% too, try God on this. He said just try him on it. Take a month and try him on it and see what happens. Watch what happens when you give that 10%. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you more than you could ever ask, think, or imagine. Okay, for the givers, Luke 6:38, it says, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And so when you give, it's going to come back to you. Hallelujah. And the interesting thing I see, the difference between being a tither and being a giver, the tithing says that he'll rebuke the devourer for your sake when you give that 10%. Giving, it says, well, it's going to come back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. But it doesn't say it has that same protection on it that the tithe has on it. Selah, think about that. Roll that around in your head in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where the Lord says, I'll make you a thousandfold more than you are right now and bless you as I promised you. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we just thank you for it right now. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Thank you, Lord God. Help us to be bold, as your word says, to give. Give us the courage to be able to do it. Take all the fear away. Take the anxiety away. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, you know, after we pray over our finances, we get into birthdays. And today is a very special birthday. I don't see her on the line, though, but I see her mama on the line. So today is Minister Amber's birthday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She had a nice celebration yesterday. And probably having a good celebration today as well. Amen. And I just say, Minister Amber, you keep on celebrating. Hallelujah. I think Minister Amber has a celebration season. It's the autumn season. She celebrates the whole season. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I keep thinking of this song. I don't have it pulled up, but I'll say some of the words. And some of the words are, in every season, oh, you are still God. In every season, I have a reason to praise. I have a reason to worship. Hallelujah. So in whatever season it is, amen. Hallelujah. I see you, Minister Amber. Praise God. Glory to God. First, we're going to do two songs for you today. Hallelujah, on your special birthday. We'll do the happy birthday to you and then the Psalm 118 birthday song. This is the second happy birthday.
Today is your birthday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Today is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday, Minister Amber. I'm going to open up your line if you want to say something. You can say hi to Amber.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I love both of the songs and the shout-outs, the blessings, everything. I truly thank God for you and Pastor Grandma. And again, happy Pastor Appreciation Month. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah. We'll continue to party on. Party on. Your birthday season. Hallelujah. Have some... I don't know why I'm trying to think of what you say. That spice, the pumpkin spice. Have a wonderful pumpkin spice time. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Love you all. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Minister Joy, did you want to say something? You came on the line too. If you do, press your number one key. Otherwise, I'm not going to open it. Oh, and we know Minister Joy's birthday is coming up in November, okay, in case anybody didn't know that. November the 4th is coming up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And thank you, Minister Amber, for saying clergy appreciation. Amen. I just we have clergy on the line with us. Amen. You may not have been formally ordained, but you are a minister of the gospel. Hallelujah. And so we want to say happy Clergy Appreciation Month to you. Keep doing what the Lord has you doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep following in the footsteps of the Master. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Great benefit is in that for you and everybody around and about you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Quick shout out to Monica. Good to see you today, Sister Monica. Amen. Sister Debbie, good to see you all too. Praise God. Like I said, y'all might not have formally licensed and ordained, but you're still ministers of the gospel, and God is using you guys in great ways. Hallelujah. Minister Faye, amen. Minister Rachel, Minister Joy, Minister Amber, Pastor Price, praise God. Good to see all of you here with us this morning. Amen. And Pastor Mom, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I was going to say, as Pastor Mom gets ready to speak this morning, thank you, Lord. I think we're going to have Pastor Mom do her song this morning. You up to singing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. But before she sings, I want to tell you, you know, what happened last night. After Pastor Mom finished eating, and we'll plead the blood of Jesus over this entire conversation in Jesus' name. Well, actually, as she was eating last night, she wasn't quite herself. And it was like she wasn't picking up the spoon, just kind of staring forward and stuff. And And so I was basically, you know, giving her food. And, I mean, she would eat it, but she really didn't want to. And then it came to a point where it was almost like she couldn't suck through a straw. She didn't understand what that meant. And she just had a funny look on her face. And so I began to pray. I thought about calling emergency because I asked her to smile, and they said, you know, I read if somebody was going through stroke symptoms, if they couldn't smile, then, you know, needed to go to the hospital quickly. And so I was checking that out, and she could smile a little bit, but not that much. And there were some other things. I just don't even want to say all the stuff I saw last night. But she just was not herself. And so I prayed, and I sought the Lord, you know, Lord, what should I do? And he said, call Pastor Price. So I called her up, and so you know, we prayed together with Mom, and we saw, like, a difference. You know, one will put 1,000 a flight, two will put 10,000. And so there was, like, a difference, you know, when she prayed. And then after we got off the phone, the Lord was telling me, now what I want you to do, I want you to praise and worship. And I thought about what Pastor Price taught us about praise and worship is our warfare as well. And so I began to, you know, prepare Mom for the night. And instead of turning on the TV, we have some playlists that we listen to, and I, you know, might sing, and I might even dance around the bed and stuff like that as we're preparing her for the night. But the Lord said, you know what, I want to hear you. You praise and you worship. Did last night. And then it was like a breakthrough. Not like a breakthrough happened. There was some breakthrough at first with prayer, but the real breakthrough came with praise and worship. And she began to look like herself again. The presence of the Lord filled this place. Hallelujah. And I was, at one point, I was walking around, I was dancing, and then I sat down. When I sat down, I went out in the spirit a couple of times, you know, and then came back and continued to sing and to worship the Lord, and some old songs that came back from years ago. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you, she looks so much better today. Hallelujah. She looks like herself. That's normal. But she looks like her normal self. She's behaving like her normal self. She ate a really good breakfast this morning. I did not feed her this morning. She fed herself and ate almost everything on her plate. And so we thank God. That word about, you know, a spiritual warfare, praise and worship, that's real. That's a real, real word. Hallelujah. And I just know that the last night the Lord sent ambushment, hallelujah, around and about Pastor Mom to stop whatever the enemy thought he was going to start up in here. It stopped. Hallelujah. And she's doing so much better this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So with that, we want to have her to come and bring the word today. We know how Pastor Mom is. She's at Psalm 119:11 person. She said, which says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. So she has hidden some word in her heart over the years. Amen. And I tell you, it's so good that she's able to say it. Oh, and last night after the praise and worship, we say our nightly prayer, and she sang last night. So I knew she was good then when she sang, when she could sing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Her favorite song. So, welcome, Pastor Mom. We're going to start with your favorite song. Okay. Use me, Lord, in thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Let's do it again. Use me, Lord,
in thy service. Draw me nearer every day.
Yes. For I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way, Lord, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run on all the way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Willing, Lord, to run on. Amen. Go ahead, Mama.
All the way.
Hallelujah. And when you get to be 91, Psalm 91, that means even more. Willing to run on all the way. Hallelujah. So let's hear these scriptures that you have hidden in your heart that helps you to be able to say, use me, Lord, in thy service, so you can run on all the way. Let's start with Philippians 4:13. I can do
all things
through Christ who strengthens
me.
Amen. Say it again. I can do. Go ahead. I can do
all
things
through Christ
who strengthens. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's in there. Glory to God. Let's go on to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. Go ahead. The Lord
is my shepherd.
I shall not want. He maketh me. To lie down.
He leads me.
Beside.
The still water.
He restores. My soul.
He leads me.
In the path of righteousness. For his name's sake.
Yea, thou walk
through the valley.
The shadow of death.
I will fear no evil. For thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff.
They comfort me.
Thou preparest a table.
Before me.
In the presence of my enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil. Yes. My cup.
Runneth over.
Surely. surely goes the mercy of all the days of my life. And I will dwell, in the house, of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then the Lord's Prayer, Our Father, which art in
heaven,
hallowed
be
thy kingdom,
come,
thy will
be done
on
earth
as it is
in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Give us this day.
Our daily
bread.
And forgive us.
Our debt.
As we
forgive us.
Our debt. And lead us not. Into
temptation.
But deliver us.
From evil.
Yes.
For the power.
And the glory.
Forever.
Amen. Psalm 103. Okay. Psalm 103. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord,
oh my soul,
and all
that is within me.
Bless His holy name.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:5-6, your favorite. Amen.
Okay.
Trust in the Lord.
In the Lord with all your heart.
Lean not
to your own understanding.
In all your ways.
Acknowledge.
And he
will direct that way.
Amen. Very good, Pastor Mom. And then Genesis 31:49 that says, May the Lord watch
between me and thee
while we ask them. One by one. Amen. You got your own rendition. One by one.
Uh-huh.
Still good. Thank you, Lord. And then John 14:6, where Jesus says, I am the way. The truth.
And the life.
No man. Comes to the Father.
But by me.
Amen. Let's go on to John 3:16.
Okay.
For God. Go ahead, you say it. For God so loved the world. That he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him. Shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
That was good, Pastor Mom. Amen. As we go on, if you are listening today and you're not for sure, you're not 100% sure beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are saved, that you are born again, this is your time. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Our dear Pastor Mom is 91 years young, and she's been saved a long time. You remember when you got saved? She was, I think, a teenager. So it's been a long time. Hallelujah. And she's learned how to hide the word in her heart. And God wants you to have him in your heart. That's how you can hide the word in your heart. He has to be in your heart first, in your heart and in your life. As we just said, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God loves you so much. He wants you to live forever. And he knows forever is a long time. And he wants to be able to love on you all of that long time, right here and now, and throughout eternity as well. And so he's saying the way that you can receive Jesus is you confess with your mouth, and that's saying a prayer, believing in your heart, making a choice to believe that God is who he says he is, that Jesus is really Lord, and that God raised him from the dead. Once you believe that and speak it out by faith with all your heart, you are born again. Boom, just like that. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
You died for me.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me for my sins.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way.
And help me to follow you.
Help me to follow you.
And now I know.
And now I know.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
I'm saved. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That was some good repeating, Pastor Ma. Hallelujah. The anointing is on you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you prayed that prayer, even though it is a simple prayer, it's a short prayer, it's still an eternal prayer. You are saved. You are born again. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray over you. Lord, we ask you to touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch every cell, organ, and tissue of their body. Whatever is wrong, we ask you to make it right. Whatever is right, we thank you for taking it, setting it apart, and dedicating it for your use and for your glory. As Pastor Mom said, use me, Lord, in your service. Let them be used, oh Lord, in your service, and help them to be willing to run on all the way, just like Pastor Mom, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Lord God, we ask you right now to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to do right, power to think right, power to read the word of God and to understand it, to read the Bible and understand it, and to, Lord God, and even power to pray in their very own prayer language. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you, hallelujah, to come learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts, and East St. Louis Christian Center Church is a part of the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. The way that you can connect with us is by phone, and our number here is 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And we're the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is here every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On next Sunday, Lord willing, the 15th of the month, I will be back preaching. Hallelujah. And again, let me say this. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. And on next Sunday, I'll be preaching. We're still in the book of Job. But God is now, you know, because, hallelujah, sometimes if you just stick with God, just wait on him, be long-suffering, go through something inch by inch with him, and then he begins to reveal and make known and uncover. And that's what he's doing for us in the book of Job. Hallelujah. So we have officially been in the book of Job for a year now. And we've been learning and growing as never before out of the book of Job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the number that you can call to connect with us is area code 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. That's every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that is our prayer time. It's an awesome prayer time. It's called Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So we yield ourselves to the Spirit of God. He prays in tongues through us, and then he gives us the interpretation of what he just said. And then earlier today, we shared some of the interpretation. He said there will be an attack on this country. Hallelujah. Now, whether he meant this country, the scripture before that, we were talking about Israel, his country. And so it may be, well, we know there was an attack on Israel, and he gave us a revelation. He said that it will not prevail, no matter what it looks like. It won't prevail. And so we are still praying for them. We're standing with them. And so join us on Tuesdays for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And more we're finding out this is awesome. God is revealing his secrets. He's making known some things. And if you want to know in advance what God is talking about, join us. Hallelujah. Amen. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, we have two different broadcasts on Wednesdays during the month. One is the second Wednesday of the month, and the other is the fourth Wednesday. On the second Wednesday, we have prophetic healing with co-host Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And God shows up, and somebody's always getting healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God lets us know in advance some of the ailments that will be healed, and what God reveals, he does heal. We've seen it time and time again over the past 8 years. And so, hallelujah. So that is, it's the next one that's coming up is this Wednesday, October 11th, and that will be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the newest addition to Get 'Em Radio is our anointed pandemic baby. Now, here's another instance where I'm just learning. I've been in the I've been saved since I was 16 and really close in with the Lord since I was 36, and now, hallelujah, that is like 20 something years later, more than 20, 30 something years later. I'm still learning and growing in the things of God. Hallelujah. And he's showing, if you just, you might not know everything that's going on, but if you just stick with what God gives to you, just he'll reveal it to you. Hallelujah. So So he told us about the anointed pandemic babies, and what he said at first was these babies made it through abortion. They've made it through the pandemic. He's poured out his spirit on these babies. Hallelujah. And they're doing things that are far beyond their years. And he keeps revealing more and more to us about these babies. Hallelujah. That he's going to use them. That not only will they be saved, but their parents will be saved as well. And so we are praying for the babies. We're praying for the parents. We're praying for their future. And we're talking about them and seeing what they're doing now, because they're doing some funny, funny things, these babies. So join with us. The next time we're going to meet is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that will be Wednesday, October 25th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm and meet us there. We're just really starting off, and God is revealing more and more every time we get together. It is no less than awesome. Then on Thursday, the edition of Get 'Em Radio, and on these Thursdays, God has put us in boot camp season. Hallelujah. Minister Amber is in her birthday season. Hallelujah. We are in boot camp season. So we started off in August with evangelism boot camp. We went to September, spiritual warfare boot camp. And, hey, everything we've learned so far, we've been using it. Glory. We needed it. Hallelujah. And as they say in the business world, you can hit the ground running. Amen. Well, we're not going to even hit the ground. We're just going to fly right through it. We're going to soar through it in the name of Jesus, through evangelism, leading people to Jesus. We're going to soar through spiritual warfare. And then this month, what we're doing is healing. Hallelujah. So we're having a healing boot camp. And it's the facilitators are Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. Glory to God. And even with, we had it on this past Thursday, the 5th, and two people got healed during the boot camp. So when we do these boot camps, we expect impartation. Hallelujah. God's going to impart to you. Hallelujah. That healing anointing. Even on another level, another dimension than what you have right now. Glory to God. And then he's going to activate it. So we're looking for impartation and activation. And the activation is like a trigger, like you push a trigger on a gun and it shoots out. Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about. There'll be an activation of the healing anointing on the inside of you. Hallelujah. And then we also are looking for demonstration. That's what the Lord said. Look for these three things, impartation, activation, and demonstration. And demonstration, you'll be around people. Hallelujah. Your hands may get hot. God will give you a word, and you pray for them, and they will get healed. That's the demonstration. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's what we're doing in the month of October. Every Thursday evening, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And just to let you know in advance, in November, we are going to celebrate Get 'Em Radio's 11th anniversary. So hope to see you there. We're going to have some dynamic preachers that are going to be with us and preach the word of God. Every Thursday is going to be a different preacher. In the past, the Lord has said all men on that night, but we may have all women preaching this time. Hallelujah. As we get closer, I'll tell you who they are. Amen. So that's what we're looking forward to by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. That's what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So join us. Grow with us. We're all still growing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's get back to, wait, first of all, we're going to open a line, We're going to be ending maybe early today. We'll open up all the lines right now. If you have any comments, any questions, any praise reports, hallelujah. You want to say something to Pastor Mom or even myself or even any of the other clergy that's on the line for a clergy appreciation, whatever you like to say, we are opening up the lines now. Hallelujah. All the lines are
open. Hi, God bless you.
Okay. Amen. Make sure you mute your line if you're not going to say anything. Okay, Minister Rachel.
Yes, I was going to say all glory to God for all the pastors, apostles, preachers, everyone who is called by the precious plan and will of the Lord. May he keep y'all strengthened. And happy birthday, Minister Amber. May you have a blessed birthday and many more in Jesus. Love you all. And God bless Pastor Mom. Such a blessing in the light. All glory to God for the light he's shining through her. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. She got a big smile on her face, Minister Rachel. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Your lines are open.
Hey, I'm Bobby. And happy birthday, Amber. I just wanted to say hey. And today was a really, really good sermon. And I love you guys. And yeah. Hey.
Good to hear from you, Monica. How's your baby? I'm trying to think of his name. Jalen?
Aiden.
Aiden.
He is doing good. He learned how to use them legs, and he just don't know to stop. So I've been chasing after him a lot for days. So there he is. Say hi.
Aiden,
hey.
Hello.
Say hi.
Hi, big boy.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Amen. How old is he now?
18 months.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Okay, you know we're going to have to see him sometime.
Yes, ma'am. I
all
do.
Right.
Love you guys.
Okay. Love you,
and
too.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Yes, it's apostle. Is there somebody else speaking too?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'll just say real quick. Apostle, I thank God for you and Pastor Mom this morning. Again, I want to say God bless you both on Pastor's Appreciation Month. I really thank God for you. Pastor Mom, I thank God for using you this morning to minister forth his word, and I give glory to God. We were just out and about doing a simple thing for for Amber's birthday today, and also today is Joe and myself's 46th wedding anniversary. So they always
wow.
like to do something special on our wedding anniversary just to give a little celebration to me. It's simple, but it was just to show me their appreciation, you know, thinking about their dad and myself. And it would have been 46 years. Amber was born on our anniversary date when I went to the hospital. So that's one where when God does a thing, he allows them to be able to always remember that. And I just thank God for
hallelujah.
That. I want to thank God. Hallelujah. I want to thank God this morning, this afternoon. Pastor Mom, again, for the word that God ministered through you. I thank God for continue to strengthen you as he did for Moses. He strengthened Moses and kept him till he was 120 years old. And so we're just continuing to thank God for your health, Mom, Pastor Mom, and your strength, as well as for apostles. We thank God for all that you do, and we just worship God for you and thank God. Thank God for that prayer that you prayed for Jerusalem. Sometimes, apostle, that Psalms 122 and verse 6, it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Translation, pray for the peace and prosperity of Jerusalem. And God pray for Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And I've seen people that have gotten very angry about people praying for Jerusalem. But I was praying God because when we have an understanding, just like what you were seeing that apostle about how God, you worshiping and praising God last night with mom, there is, I would thank God for the importance of worship and what important worship and praise is. Sometimes we don't know, do certain things, we don't know the importance of it. But by the same, for the peace, prosperity of Jerusalem, that's something that, that a lot of times some people in the study don't know about. So I'm thankful to you for the prayers. And as you, I pointed you to an agreement that the rest of your hand is going to be this or it's going to be long above this. We pray again for the peace, prosperity, and protection and favor, and quick resolution of anything that will come against Jerusalem and all of Israel. So I bless you all. Again, we're out and out. Well, you know, I want to take you for breakfast, Papa. So they got me a little something today. But I was just thanking the Lord. I was telling the server this morning. I was telling the server, I said, I'm aligned with my church right now. And I said, if it seems like I'm a little distracted, I said, you know, because he was, you know, kind of talking and seeing me with my earphones on. I said, it's because I'm on service. So he just asked me a few minutes ago, where do you belong to church at? Glory to God. So we're going to pray. His name is Mike. We're going to be praying for him. I'm going to probably give him a daily bread when I get ready to go on my person, my daily bread out, give it to him. And I thank God. God bless you all. Love you all. And Lord willing, I'll talk with you all when the Lord says this. God bless you all. I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Love you. Y'all have a wonderful breakfast. You saying something, Mom?
Happy
birthday to Amber.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. You want to say a happy birthday, Amber?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was that you, Minister Faith, trying to say something?
Excuse me. Yes, I was trying to say something. I just wanted to say happy birthday to Minister Amber. And she sounds very young, but I hope she has a long and happy life and just stay encouraged whatever life brings. And to all of those, Pastor Mom, just be encouraged, everybody. Just be encouraged because the Lord is watching over us. And I think I read somewhere in the Bible where he says his angels watch over Jerusalem. So they're going to be fine. They're going to be A-okay, and the whatever battle, they're going to win it. No
doubt.
In the
name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I proclaim it. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
I just thank the Lord for all of you, and just want to tell you, be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, and Amber is young, but she's not as young as she sounds. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, she sounds very young.
Yeah, she's grown, for real. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, anybody else? All right, then. Okay, I'm going to close the lines and let Mom have a closing remark. And she can close us out in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage again, you know, let the Lord lead you in terms of timing and everything for our what we're doing on Get 'Em Radio. You know, even praying in tongues, that is, I mean, the interpretation, you know, if you're not able to come on at all, you know, at 2 p.m., then maybe you can make it at 3 p.m. when we start giving the interpretations, because that you want to hear hot off the press what the Lord is saying. Oh, and I want to remind everyone as well that when I send you guys the text, the Lord has led me now to send a link to Get 'Em Radio. And I see some of you have been going back into the archives because I see more hits on the archives, so more people are listening. And so that's a good thing. And also know that you can share that with someone. You can send it to someone. You're hearing something on any of our broadcasts that makes you think about somebody else or that someone else may be blessed by, go ahead and just share that link with them. And they can get right to that particular broadcast and hear what's going on. And we found out, especially with our healing broadcast, that people get healed and we don't even pray for them directly. But they, because the healing anointing is flowing so much, that people are getting healed. So think about that. Somebody who may not have time to or may not call in at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, you can just send them the link, and they can listen to it whenever they get an opportunity to listen to it. Amen. So there's so many things that God is, you know, we've been here almost 11 years. Next month will be 11 years with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. And we're still learning and growing, and he's still revealing to us what he's doing. Amen. And we're so glad about it. Hallelujah. So, Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
Any closing remarks you want to say?
Everything is very nice.
Amen.
Everything
was very nice. Mm-hmm. Amen. All right. So you want to say your closing prayer?
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
me and thee.
While we
have
one from another. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.
Amen.